Racing this Saturday is at Rose Hill. Got a great meeting coming up, and our object is to find some winners. And the man who can do that is Paul Joyce. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. Off to Rose Hill again on Saturday. It's a tricky quaddy, but I think I've got the right sort of strategy to give it a decent shake. And a lot of it comes down to this first leg. We're expecting a good track. The forecast is very clear. We've got a good track as we record this on Thursday morning. The rail's in the true position. So the first leg, race six, is a benchmark 90 over the 1,400 metres. We've only got the two runners, so this is where we're putting most of our eggs in one basket here, but I'm confident we've got the winner. The numbers are 6 and 2. Number six, Just Dreaming, on top for me. She's the perfect Rose Hill mare, this one. She's had four starts here for 3 wins and 1 second. She's a last start winner over 1,500 here. She just drops back 100 metres to the 1,400. That won't be a problem. Corey Brown jumps aboard. And the beauty with this mare is she puts herself in the race, and there's just not a lot of pace or pressure on paper here. So Just Dreaming, right on speed from the word go. She's going to be mighty hard to get past. I think she's one of the best bets of the day. But for the quaddy, I'm going to put in number two, Zumbelina. This mare's in great form this campaign. She's basically been in good form her whole career. She's had 6 starts here at Rose Hill. She's notched up 5 victories and 1 placing. So this is her favourite track by a long way. She gets back a little bit, and that's probably the query here, and whether she can run down a horse like Just Dreaming, giving it a little bit of weight and a head start turning for home. But you've got to include her on what she's done at the track. And I think they're the only two really winning hopes, numbers 6 and 2. So let's hope one of those can hit the line and get us off and running in what looks a fun quaddy. The second leg, an unusual race, the Country Classic over 2,000 metres. It's an open race that set weights for 4-year-olds and up, basically trained in the country. So really hard to line up the form. It's like a highway handicap, but boosted. And look, I've got 8 runners for the quaddy. So just scribble these down, Sean. I've got 4, 17, 12, 13, 5, 15, 10, and 7. So I'll whiz through those again at the end. Just quickly, 4 alls in on top. Great each-way value for this bloke. He's got barrier 1, Nick Haywood claiming 2, last start 3rd at Randwick behind Alba Lisa in a benchmark 74. So he's got some genuine city form. And he did run 6th in the Grafton Cup prior to going for a spell behind Supply and Demand, who's over in Perth for a Group 1 on the weekend. So I think he's got the right sort of form to win this, and Barrier 1's a massive plus with some of his main dangers drawn right off the track. Now, the other numbers for the quaddy, 17, Miss Dubois. She's knocking on the door with 2 very good runs back from a spell, but she's drawn off the track. Number 12, Bronze Venom. Lightly raced, Matt Dunn trained, last up 3rd at Doomben over 2,200. The 13, got to go into the quaddy as well, Zamex. But he's drawn 19. He'll probably have to get a long way back. Number 5, Overdue, drawn perfectly. Massive odds. I think he's one of the big value chances in the race. 15, Old Habits, 2 runs back from a spell, having primed for this third up, but he's drawn wide. The 10, Wildflower. She can improve sharply on 2 runs back over much shorter trips. Her form last prep would have her right in the mix here, and she's massive odds. And the 7, Charlie Royale, well, he's drawn poorly. But he won the Queen Bien Cup 3.5 weeks ago, and that's good form for a race like this. So a host of chances. I'll back the 4 alls in each way at the big odds. Numbers for the quaddy, 4, 17, 12, 13, 5, 15, 10, and 7. What a race. Okay, Sean, over to the third leg, race 8. It's the benchmark 80 over 1,100 metres. We're trimming it down a bit here with numbers 6, 9, 5, and 3. I think the value lies with Test the World. She's never run a bad race. 8 starts, 5 wins, 3 placings. She's 2 from 2 here at Rose Hill, and she's 2 from 2 first up. We're getting a price about her because she's bumping into the very promising number 9, Bonhomie. Bonhomie's 4 from 4. He was 1 at $1.30 here 2 weeks ago. Problem here is he's drawn 13 of 13. He'll come in 1 already with an early scratching, but he's still going to be drawing the outside gate over 1,100 here at Rose Hill with speed drawn underneath him. So Rory Hutchings is going to have to pull a rabbit out of his hat here to give Bonhomie a lovely run in transit. And without a lovely run in transit, I suppose he may be vulnerable for the first time in his short career. The 5 in Times of War, you can't leave her out of a quaddy, even though she tends to be a bit averse of a winning post. 13 starts, 2 wins and 9 seconds. But Ty Anglin should give her a peach of a run here off a good draw. And I thought the 3 Secret Trails should go into our quaddy at double-figure odds as a bit of a knockout. She trialled up really well, I think, on two occasions ready for this. So we'll throw her in for Peter and Paul Snowden and just hope that she may cause the upset. And that brings us to the last leg, Sean, a benchmark 83 over 1,500 metres. Trimming it right down here, I've only got three hopes, numbers 2, 6, and 4. 2 hour Belisa on top. She's drawn to get the gun run. She's won her last three starts. She's been winning by further last start than she did two runs back. And I like the way she put them away there over the mile. So the 1,500 off a soft draw suits. The 6, Istria, she's really turned it on the last two starts. It's been on soft tracks, but she's just got to reproduce it on top of the ground. But she's been showing a sharp turn of foot and really putting her rivals to the sword. So keen to see what she can do. And number 4, Dreamforce, the horse who I did bet up on there when resuming, only to bump into Redouble, who was too strong on the day, but Dreamforce will strip a lot fitter for that, and obviously he makes his own luck up near the speed. So we've got 2, 6, and 4 going for us in the last, Sean. So a funny old quaddy with that second leg having 18 runners from all over the shop. So I've gone as wide as possible there. But all up, we've come in just under budget. For $20 for the quaddy, we'll get a touch over the 10% dividend. And you just never know, Sean, if we can get through that first leg and hit a massive result in the second leg, this dividend could be anything come the last. So definitely worth a play. $20, just more than 10% for the Rose Hill quaddy on Saturday. And Sean, I'll be back on Saturday morning on Andrew Bensley's radio show from 10 o'clock to 10:30. If there's any serious scratchings, any changes in track conditions, and of course I'll cover all 9 races off at Rose Hill. So look forward to speaking to all of the punters on Saturday morning.